Sleep No More by Greg Iles. Long ago, John Waters escaped an obsessive love affair which he feared might consume him. Mallory Candler, the woman in question, disappeared after Waters married, and later he heard that she was killed in New Orleans. 10 years later, a woman he meets casually stuns him with a secret only this former lover would know. And now Waters has to believe that Mallory has somehow resurfaced to trouble him and entice him once again.
"Why don't you just tell me what you want, Miss Sumner? It would save a lot of time. Surely it can't be worth going to all this trouble."
"I want what I've always wanted. You."
Waters blinked. This was exactly what Mallory would have said had she been standing before him. "You want me how?" The languid smile again.
"Every way. In my life. In my bed. I want you inside me. I want to have your children."
The mention of children made Waters' stomach flip over. "You're not Mallory Candler. Your name is Eve Sumner." Eve looked skyward.
"Sooner or later, you're going to have to listen to what I have to say."
"I'm listening now."
"You say that, but your mind is closed. To hear what I have to say, it's going to have to be open to anything, everything."
"I'm open." Without looking at him, Eve said,
"Ask me anything you like, Johnny. Things only you or I would know."
"I'm not playing that stupid fact game with you. God only knows how you found all that stuff out, and it doesn't matter anyway. No matter what secrets you know, you can't negate the single most important fact. Mallory Candler is dead and has been for 10 years. Eve sighed and turned her head to face him, her eyes empty of artifice.
"That's not true."
The boldness of her statement left him speechless for a moment. "Are you seriously trying to tell me your Mallory Candler returned from the dead? Are you mentally ill?" Eve bit her bottom lip, and Waters had the eerie feeling that he was talking to a small child concealing a secret.
"I'm not back from the dead. I never died."
Waters is drawn in by the story and falls into a torrid affair. But when this alluring stranger is suddenly murdered, John Waters' quiet life is enveloped in a whirlwind of guilt and confusion.
Penn looked up from his work like a doctor about to give a terminal diagnosis.
"John, someone is trying to drive you crazy. Probably someone very close to you."
A chill went through him.
"What? They may even be trying to frame you for murder." "Who would want to drive me crazy?"
Penn shrugged.
"That shouldn't be hard to figure out. Who would benefit by your being declared incompetent?"
An image of his partner came into Waters' mind.
"I know that's an unpleasant line of thought, but you're in real danger. We have to go to the wall on this. We have to ask everything of everyone. Who's in a position to blackmail you, John? Would anyone benefit if you were to go to prison for murder? And finally, does anyone hate you enough to destroy you simply for revenge?"
Penn went back to pulling his weeds.
"I think we both know who we're talking about. But let's follow the logic before we name names. Who could possibly know all the facts that Eve used to convince you she was Mallory?"
Sleep No More is a surreal 11 hours of passion and suspense from Brilliance Audio Unabridged for only $32.95 on tape, $38.95 on CD. Abridged 6 hours, just $24.95.